This is the Evolved Marriage Podcast, episode 61. Today, we're talking about what to do when your partner pisses you off. Should you bring it up? Should you let it go? Let it go. Let it go. Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go. Hey, you.
Hi, you.
Hey.
You. Hello, Eric. Hello, you.
Welcome back. It's party time.
Party time. There's storms outside, so if you hear thunder, that's not how magical we are.
That's
it's
us.
It's just thunder outside.
Yeah, yeah. So today we're talking about a subject that comes up a lot
in
a lot of the men that I talk to, a lot of the conversations we have.
Even just the things that come up in our marriage, you know, like Eric pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I never know when to bring it up or if I should bring it up. And oftentimes I don't. And that can cause some problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely going to be talking about that today.
Yeah, exactly what you're talking about, right? When your partner does something to piss you off, you're in that moment and you start to ask yourself in your head, should I make a point of this or should I just ignore this and kind of give my partner grace, and when to differ from one and the other?
It's so funny. I love that you mentioned grace, because for a long time, I didn't bring things up. And my excuse was, well, I'm a person who, like, I give people grace. I give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't bring things up because I'm such a good person. And it was like this excuse I had made up for myself to be like, I don't have to bring anything up. Phew. Also, because I'm conflict avoidant. But I was justifying it by saying, it's just who I am. I'm just a person who gives grace to everyone. That's a huge thing that you should notice. Are you catching yourself doing that? Are you a person that doesn't bring things up because I'm just so patient? Or are you truly burying things deep?
Yeah. And I think what you're talking about, you know, we see this happen a lot with couples, is they bring up something that happened so long ago that they never brought up. Really, it's because, like you're saying, in the moment, they're conflict avoidant. They don't want to rock the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So they bury that stuff. But what I often say is, they don't open themselves up and let it go. They hold on to it. They're kind of sitting in that limbo of like, should I bring this up? Should I not bring this up? And then like, this will go on for like days. You know, they'll think about that moment and then something else will irritate them. And it's like, maybe I should bring this up now. But because they're continue to be conflict avoidant, they continue to avoid the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And this can lead long term to a lot of problems in marriage.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I know for me personally, by not bringing things up, I'm that person who bottles it up, and then it just keeps shaking until it just, I can't hold it in anymore. And then Eric will say something or do something, and I completely blow up. But not about that subject, just about whatever it is in the environment in the moment. Like, I remember the other day we were walking at the dog park, and he had mentioned something, but because I had bottled up all my feelings during the walk, he was talking to me about something that was kind of triggering me. And I was like, don't talk about it. Just let him go. It's okay. I don't want to have conflict. I want to keep this as a peaceful walk. But as he's talking, I'm just going inside, like my teeth are grinding. I'm like, shut up. But I wasn't saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he just said something. I turned around and I was like, there's mosquitoes everywhere. This is the worst walk in the world. And he's looking at me like, what the heck just happened?
Right.
But it's because all of that built up aggression and anger that I was keeping in by trying to be patient, by trying to be graceful during the walk, couldn't be held anymore.
Yeah. And I think that this choice happens all the time, right? And there's times when you have to give grace and you have to let things go. And it's quite healthy to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's other times where it is important to bring things up. And I think a big part of the problem is a lot of times when we think we want to bring up a complaint, right? We want to talk to our spouse and say, hey, I have a complaint. This happened. Didn't make me feel good. We immediately think that's going to be a combative scenario,
right?
That immediately that might create conflict. And I think it's because a lot of times we don't have the skills. I mean, you know, people don't have the skills to be able to have those conversations in a really healthy way. You know, for us, what we often do now in conflict is it's almost like an invitation. It's like, hey, this is what's going on for me. This is my experience. I'm not saying that's true. I'm not saying that's your experience, but I need you to add to something here. And what I'm really looking for this conversation is an affirmation that we're still connected, we're still on the same page, and we're still moving in the same direction. So can you help me with that?
Exactly.
And oftentimes when we bring up a complaint in that way, it's much more inviting and welcoming than it is combative.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to go back down to like the basics of it, like when do I bring it up? When do I not bring it up? The rule of thumb is bring it up, because the more you keep it in, the more you build that resentment and that anger, the tougher it will be for you guys to have that conversation, because there's going to be so much anger from your part that by the time it's brought up, it's too late. Like, you're so angry about it, and mm-hmm. it's beyond repair in your head. So I would say the rule of thumb is bring it up. If there's something bothering you, especially if it's something that's been repetitive or that's really like irking you deep down inside, it's questioning you as a person, you're starting to feel like it's affecting your self-confidence, your self-worth, well, then bring it up, you know? And it could be something as simple as like, wow, what's going on inside for me when you're talking about this? You know, it's really making me feel self-conscious. It's making me feel like you don't think I'm a good mom, or you don't think I'm a good wife. And I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but that's just how I feel right now. So I think it's very important for us to bring things up in order for our spouse to understand and for things to not build up. And so in that moment, while it's happening, your spouse gets a clear example of like, when you talk that way, it makes me feel this way. So can we, you know, switch the conversation? Can you address this in a different way? You know, so it's not affecting me as much.
Yeah, I just want to be careful with the idea, always open up, for a few reasons. Number one, I think oftentimes when I work with a lot of men, so when men open up and they complain or talk about a situation, they explain to me that a lot of times their wives would be like, well, that's something you got to put up with. Like, why don't you just man up and stop being a little bee about it?
Get over it.
Right, exactly. And I think it's really important to understand how to follow up with that behavior, but also, you know, have the skills to open up in a way that doesn't get that style of feedback, right? Because in the end, it is somewhat gaslighting, and we have to be a little bit careful, right? Like, this is a you problem. It's your fault that you're essentially complaining about this, right? I am who I am. If you don't love me, well, too bad for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that a lot of women, but I mean, we're generalizing here. It could be the other way around too. Yep. But I know that it does happen in relationships where you're like, I'm going to put my big boy pants on. I'm going to stick up for myself and I'm going to talk about this. And then, yeah, it's like a slap in the face. Yeah. And then you're conditioned to stop doing it. I'm just going to stop talking about things. I'm going to stop bringing things up. I'm just going to live with it.
There's a couple things here I really want to dive into. I think number one is that we really need to get clear on why this is a problem for us, right? Oftentimes when I talk to a lot of people and they bring up an issue, I always ask, like, why is this a problem for you?
You mean, like, why is this specific issue a problem for you?
Right, exactly. The issue that you're debating, bringing up, why is it actually a problem for you, right? Maybe it's like, well, my wife gets home from work, she just leaves all her stuff all over the place. Okay, well, why is it a problem for you? Well, I like a clean house. Great, what will a clean house do for you? So continue to ask why. Get to the root of the issue. I find a lot of times we don't go beyond just the surface level, right? So even when we come up and we try to have the conversation and then our partner has a rebuttal, we don't actually know why we want this change. We don't actually know why this is a problem for us, because we didn't sit with it. We're just like, I'm pissed off. I don't know what to do with these feelings. I'm going to go and puke them all over my partner, or I'm just going to keep them within me, without actually uncovering why this is an issue for you to begin with.
Right. And it's easy for us to complain about those surface things because they're right in front of our eyes. We see it. And it's easy for us to say, you know, clean up your stuff when you get to work. I'd appreciate that. But it's like you said, is that truly the problem? Like, why is this such a big thing? So I could understand being the receiving person if the person's always coming up to me, or often coming up to me, and saying, can you just clean up your stuff? Can you put your stuff in the dishwasher? Can you take the toothpaste off the counter? Like, can you close the toothpaste? Can you do this? Can you do that? And they're not really going down as to like, what is this big problem? Taking the time to think about like, okay, all of these things, they kind of surround this one theme of I'm feeling disrespected. I'm not feeling seen. I don't feel like the things I do are seen. And so I think once we go deeper with what it is that we want to talk to our spouse about, we can have one conversation with them versus bringing things up all the time, which kind of sounds a lot like nagging, and then get down to the root of the issue, have that conversation, find a solution together.
Yeah. And so I think the first thing, you know, is you really want to get clear. And I think the second thing you want to be doing is you want to get clear about what it is you actually want. Oftentimes we're trying to stop a behavior. We're like, can you stop doing this? Can you stop doing that? This is really the complaint, mm-hmm. comma, we're going to bring to our partner. But what is the flip side? What is the positive thing you want to create? If it's not about stopping a behavior, what do you want your partner to move towards, mm-hmm. right? So if they were to stop this behavior, what would I give you? But even more than that, what do you actually want? What's the highest level of what you want, right? So let's say you were with the kids and you were kind of disciplining and I came up to you and I criticized what was happening, right? Like, hey, you shouldn't talk to the kids that way. You're always being so hard on them. I think it's really important. You know, number one, you probably don't want me to show up that way. Mm-hmm. So you might say something like, hey, I'd appreciate when I'm talking to the kids that in the moment you don't come in and criticize me and tell me what I'm doing wrong. But probably even deeper than that, what you actually want is a partner that in those moments you can feel encouraged, mm-hmm. right? Is there another way that I can help you in those moments? And how would you want to be helped in those moments? Mm-hmm. Because I think it's really important to think about that. Oftentimes, instead of just stopping a behavior, make a request, a desire for what you actually want. Mm-hmm. And so if the first thing is get clear, the second thing you want to be doing is you want to reveal what's going on for you. And then you want to make a request from your partner. Mm-hmm. So if you come home and the house is always messy and, you know, your wife is leaving her stuff all over the place, you could reveal and say, hey, when I look around the house and I see stuff everywhere, it actually kind of creates a lot of chaos within me. It makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. It makes me think that, you know, I live in a home where we don't respect our spaces. And it actually makes me think that we might not even be teaching our kids responsibility. And what I would love is for us to work together to make sure that we can clean up after ourselves, not only to model that for the kids, but also to be able to create this space that's zen and calm, because the rest of our life can sometimes feel like chaos.
Right. I love that. I love that you bring that up. And I think it does kind of go full circle with when I was saying, you know, like, you should always bring it up. I think if you're constantly having these moments where you feel like you need to nag or you feel like you need to mention something to your spouse, it might be good in that moment to keep it in and to think about it and start noting, you know, what's happening for me when my husband's doing this? I'm obviously feeling frustrated. So what's happening inside? Why am I feeling so frustrated about this? And start noting it every time it comes up, you know, okay, I got frustrated again. What is he doing? Okay, I'm starting to see a common theme. I'm obviously pretty PO'd about him doing this specific thing or acting this specific way. So I think I'm going to talk to him about that general thing instead of all of those little moments. So when we say, you know, should you wait to bring it up? Absolutely wait to bring it up if you're just going to make it as a complaint or if it's going to come off as naggy. Instead, take the time to analyze, you know, what is going on? What is deep down inside? What is my need? What do I want from my spouse instead of what do I want him to stop doing or her to stop doing? And then once you've kind of been able to figure that out, take time aside to talk to your spouse. Say, there's something I really wanted to talk to you about, and it's kind of been on my mind for a little bit, and I just want to talk to you about this. You know, obviously not leaving it for too long, but just really preparing that conversation and coming at it prepared with a request instead of a complaint, and understanding that, you know, this is what I want from you, and I want to do this together. We're a team, and I want to help you. How can we be better at doing whatever it is that's bugging me together?
You know, if you do decide to bring it up, because we're going to talk about what happens when you don't bring it up, mm-hmm. and also this idea of being in limbo. But if you do decide to bring it up, you know, really important to get clear on exactly what it is that you need. Mm-hmm. Flip it into the positive to create a desire or a request after you reveal what's going on for you. And I think the other big thing you want to be thinking about is you always want to ask, you know, is this serving the greater vision of the life you're trying to create, mm-hmm. right? Is this moving you towards the life you want? And the example that I always use is, you know, for me, I'm kind of a neat freak. Like, I love everything organized. I got a lot of OCD, right? Like, I everything needs to be in its place
in our home. I think one day on your Instagram, you should just post our Tupperware cupboard and that will, like, define you to the world. Like, everyone who sees your Instagram and that Tupperware, it'll be like, oh, that's what he means by OCD. It's next level. It's beautiful. I love it.
100%. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. My Tupperware is a little bit insane. I don't understand people who have like 10 different types of Tupperware and the lids don't fit. Those people are psychopaths.
Like, our families actually ask him to like organize their Tupperware.
Yeah. Anyways, gives me a lot of calm and pleasure to be able to keep everything organized in my home.
So aside from the Tupperware.
Right. But what I do want to bring up is, you know, that became an issue in our mm-hmm. home. I wanted everything to be pristine. I had a lot of chaos within me. And what I was doing is I wanted my house to be all in order so that I could feel calm. But we have two young kids. We have a life filled with adventure. We're always going out. We're always moving. And what we realized after having lengthy discussions, but really a big catalyst of a discussion, was, Eric, the more you try to obsess about cleaning our home, the less fulfilling an adventure that we have in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You just hang out and clean the house and you're annoyed all the time. So that's not moving you towards the life that you want. You don't want this life. And so we actually had to work together, you and I, where there was times when you're like, Eric, you need to leave this mess. Like, we're going for a bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're going out on an adventure.
It happened just before recording the podcast.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. You're like, can we record? And I'm like, oh, maybe tonight I have to just
clean the house. Something. Right. And that's all I said. I said, oh, you're going to clean. Okay. And I didn't say anything. But because we've had time to have this discussion, Eric was able by himself to come up with, like, you know what? We could probably do something different right now that's right. more connecting than me just obsessively cleaning the house that's, in a lot of people's eyes, already pristine.
100%. And so I think that's a great example of, once I got clear on exactly what I wanted, which to me is a fulfilling life full of adventure, love, connection, we talked about how we could create more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you and I were able to work together to create a schedule where we keep our house neat and organized, but not in an obsessive way,
mm-hmm.
right? Because me being an obsessive clean freak and picking up after the kids every single night does not align with the life we're trying to create.
Exactly.
So if you do decide to bring things up with your partner, that's really the three steps, right? So number one, get really clear on why this is an issue for you. If this issue gets solved, what will it create in your life? Get clear on that. The second thing is, think about what you actually want your partner to do beyond just stopping a behavior. What do you actually want? A positive request you want to make from your partner that is aligned with what you actually want.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to get back to neutral by just stopping a behavior. You want to encourage your partner to go above and beyond and move towards that, because our mind is going to do whatever we try to put it to work to mm-hmm. doing. And then the last thing you want to think about is, you want to make sure that the choices that you're making in these situations are aligned with the vision of the marriage you want to create,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, if you want to keep this in, so this is really important, right? If you decide not to bring this up and give your partner grace, you have to do, you know, what we call forgive and release,
mm-hmm.
which is, oftentimes what happens is we decide not to bring something up and we just kind of bury it within our body. And we're like, I'm not gonna bring this up right now. It pisses me off, but I'm gonna leave it. And then later on it happens again and you bury that again. And all of a sudden, like we were saying in the beginning of the episode, all of a sudden you blow up out of the blue,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe your wife gives you the wrong ice cream flavor and you go nuts and you talk about how for the last 3 months she hasn't been showing up and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's because you haven't forgiven and released. So this is clearly an issue for you that you're holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide not to bring something up, you have to say, hey, my partner's doing the best she can. She has the positive intent. Yes, she's kind of leaving her stuff all around the house. This is a part that I want to accept. I accept that this is who she is, that I'm not going to live with a partner who's always super clean like I am. If I want to clean it, I'll clean it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just releasing that energy, releasing that expectation from your partner, so that when it happens later again, which they're going to do, because maybe that's a common thing they do, especially if you don't bring it up and talk about it. Well, when they bring it up later again, you don't want it to continue to add to that pile.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to move past it, be open, and then kind of forgive the behavior, release it, kind of laugh about it, and then move on from it.
Yeah, and it can become this like cutesy thing in your relationship where it's just like, well, it's just how he is, and I love him for it, but it's just how he is.
And as wrapping up, I do want to mention two other very important things. Number one, you don't want to stay in this place that we call limbo. You don't want to like constantly decide whether or not you want to bring it up. You want to make a choice quickly,
mm-hmm.
right? So no matter what choice you make, in the moment, if you decide to make that choice, you want to quickly, okay, why is this a problem for me? What would I like to request from my partner? Does this serve my marriage? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask about it. Or I'm not going to bring this up. Therefore, I will forgive and release it and move on from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes, sitting in that limbo, that can be destructive. That's when
it
the resentment
builds. It creates frustration. Yeah. Of like, oh, I'm not going to bring this. Like, yeah, I will. It's important for me. Yeah, it's not. No. And stop. Just make a decision. I'm either choosing to bring this up, maybe not now, but bring this up when I have more information for myself, or I'm going to choose to let this go.
Yeah, but do not stay in this place of indecision,
mm-hmm.
because that can be very dangerous. And then the last thing I want to mention is that when you're bringing up this complaint to your partner, there is no expectations here. Your partner is a separate human being from you. They can literally decide to say no to you. If you go to them and you make a complaint and you make a request, well, the response to request is either, yes, I would love to help you with that. No, F off, I'm not doing it. Or, hey, can you ask again later and we can talk about it?
It could also be no thank you.
100%. That could be no thank you as well. And so I do think it's really important that, like, you bringing this up and requesting from your partner, there should not be an expectation that somehow they will help you and they will do things for you.
That this behavior is going to stop. It could continue.
Exactly. And then you have to decide whether or not you want to go deeper in the discussion, you know, really kind of stand and talk about this in your relationship and work together. But you really have to be open to whatever your partner wants to respond to your request. You know, when you think about John Gottman's advice, he really talks about honoring your differences. And so this is really what the whole conversation is about. Is this something you want to bring up? If it is, do it in a really skillful, healthy way. If it's not, forgive and release it. Do not sit in limbo. And also, if you decide to bring it up, be okay with your partner disagreeing with you. Mm-hmm. And that this is just something you disagree with. It's not the end of your marriage if your partner is a little messier than you.
Yeah, and your way is not the only way.
Right.
You know, there's so many different ways to do things in your relationship. And just because you do it one way and your partner does it the other doesn't mean that your way has to be the way to be done. Mm-hmm. You know, you can suggest that this is how I would do it. But as Eric said, you know, if your partner's not responsive to it, then choose to do it on your own or allow your partner to do it their way.
Yeah, 100%, right? There's no right and wrong. There's just a difference.
No, exactly.
And we just figure out this beautiful mess that we call marriage.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's it for us, everyone. For everything we do, check us out at evolvemarriage.com. If you are interested in joining my workshop that I'm hosting this week, so this is going to be a live workshop on Thursday, May 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern time. I will put the registration link in the show notes. This is really teaching you three skills to be a healthy masculine leader in your marriage and get back to a place where your wife can love you, trust you, and really want you, which is really important for a lot of men. So I'll be teaching you those skills live on the workshop. If you are a man who's interested in joining other like-minded men to have support in order to elevate things in your own marriage, you can join our free Facebook community, the Evolve Men's Collective, where I go live on a weekly basis and help men really elevate things, not only as leaders of their family, but really to evolve their marriage and practice more conscious masculinity. So I'll put that in the show notes as well. Otherwise, we look forward to connecting with you again next week. Cheers.